Welcome to episode 5 of season 6 of Fisher Link. My name is Logan Ward.
And I'm Gilad Krasner Cohen. It is our pleasure to have Miss Audrey Bledsoe on this episode of Fisher Link. Miss Bledsoe completed both a BSBA specializing in human resources and a master's in higher education and student affairs from The Ohio State University. Now a staff member, she teaches a course on the job search and preparation process for students here at the Fisher College of Business. Audrey is the Director of Undergraduate Career Services and Education and is a STEP faculty member. Welcome, Director Bledsoe. So to start off, we were curious as what your position as a Director in Undergraduate Career Services and Education entails.
Yeah, well, thank you both for having me. So I should start by saying I've been working for the Office of Career Management for about 10 years now. It'll be 10 years this August. And prior to my role now, I was assistant director and then recently was promoted to director. But I do a wide variety of things in my role. I would say first and foremost is I'm student facing. So I'm helping students with their job search and internship search. So basically doing one-on-one appointments with students. I do resume reviews, internship job search help and kind of appointments with students, the quick mock interview program, which I can talk about more later. And then I do teach the BA 2601 class at Fisher. I've been teaching that for 10 years. And then I supervise our team of peer career coaches. They are undergraduate business students that do drop-in hours for resume reviews and just helping students that need help in the first, I'd say, especially as a freshman or sophomore, coming in and maybe getting that peer-to-peer perspective, like getting help with how do I write a resume for the first time or how do I even get started. So I supervise that team. I also oversee data collection for our office. So that includes we survey all of our graduating seniors and they tell us, hopefully they tell us like where they're going after graduation. So we have a data reporting system called FCDC. It's Fisher Career Data Central. And that's where our seniors will report post-graduation plans, whether that's a job, how much is your salary? So a lot of times that salary tells us a lot about like average data that we need for per city or per industry. So I'm in charge of collecting that each year. I'm trying to think what else I do, but I also coordinate some of our online internship classes that are for students that have unpaid internships or students who are needing CPT, which is for international students that are required to earn credit for their internship.
Awesome. Awesome. Yeah. Having taken 2601 last year, that class has helped me a lot, especially with resume prep and doing the quick modules really showed me how to do an interview. Yeah, Logan, I don't know if you've had the chance to do that yet, but I really do recommend either taking the class or if not, making sure you get the quick stuff done.
It definitely sounds like something I could benefit from as a rising sophomore. Sophomore to be for next year. I definitely think I could benefit from that as I start searching for an internship for that summer. Could you tell us a little more about the job prep and transitions class that you teach here? That
we're just discussing? Absolutely, yeah. So the course code for listeners is Business Administration 2601. It is a 1-credit-hour elective course. So I purely get students to enroll in it by word of mouth or by marketing it to people. So I will send out mass emails. I'll put it in the This Week in Show and Bomb newsletter, Fisher Connect newsletter, just to try to get some excitement and enrolling in it. It's open to any student in Fisher. So all you have to do is be a student in Fisher, freshman through seniors. This semester, I have 37 students and they range from freshmen to seniors. I think mostly freshmen and sophomores are taking it. And the cool part about the class, we meet twice a week for an hour, so or 55 minutes. I bring in a lot of guest speakers. So the vast majority of class sessions are a guest speaker. And most of the time, the speaker is from a company. They might be a recruiter, and they're coming in to talk about job search techniques. So you get to hear it straight from the source, like people making hiring decisions. What is it we look for when we make a job offer to a Fisher student? So I usually invite close to 30 different guest speakers over the course of the 14-week semester. Today, I'll give you an example. Today, I had a young alumni panel. I had 4 recent Fisher grads on the panel. One worked at Target, one was from Nationwide, Wendy's, and TTI. So students got to hear from a variety of different industries about what is a day in the life like at your job and what was your process like searching for that first full-time job after graduation. So that's just one example of one of the many class sessions. But we have topics like personal branding, networking. I do a speed networking activity. We have topics that revolve around interviewing and resume writing, cover letters. I also, one of my favorite classes is the etiquette lunch. I don't know, Gilad, if you remember that, but we did the BA 2601 etiquette lunch, which is always held at the Blackwell right here on campus. So instead of reporting to the classroom, the students all meet me at the Blackwell and we have a really nice three-course meal, put some of the practice into play with etiquette, like where to put your napkin and where to put your fork and knife, and even conversation that you should be having with the people at your table.
Yeah, that was one of my favorite classes from that class for sure from last year. And the alumni panels were also really, really helpful for me. I mean, I'm still connected with some of the alumni that actually came to class, especially like on LinkedIn and just as I search for internships, not necessarily for next summer, but the summer after. Mm-hmm. It's just good to stay connected with people. And it was a great resource to kind of get in touch. That being said, 2601 is a great class, but there's also tons of other classes that really prepare students for the work field and for internships coming up. Do you have any other recommendations for courses that students mm-hmm. should take who are looking for internships or full-time jobs?
Yeah, I would say another great class that's actually offered by our office, the Office of Career Management, is BA 2600. Mine's 2601, and then the 2600 is called Undergraduate Speaker Series. So the difference with this class is it's a little bit more introducing students to all the areas of business. Mine is much more about the job search and how to get yourself ready for that. The BA 2600 Speaker Series is more about learning all of the different areas of business. So for example, 1 week, it might be a guest speaker who does supply chain, and you get to hear all about supply chain. Next week, it'd be someone from accounting. The next week, someone from consulting. So by the end of the semester, you feel like, okay, I have a pretty good idea of different career paths that I could potentially go into. So that class is coordinated by one of our staff members. Her name's Noella Mascarenhas. And she, like I said, invites a lot of recent alumni or even people that are 10, 15 years out. So people with some good experience. And it's a great class to take if you are a freshman or a sophomore, because I would say it's more helpful if you're earlier in your career, because then you can make some decisions maybe to pivot to a different major if you're not quite certain on what you want to major in. So I would say that's a really good one.
Awesome. Just the importance of alumni connections is so big here at Ohio State. I think with the really large alumni network that is developed through the large class sizes and through the connections you can make in all sorts of classes, it really lends itself well to finding a job after graduation. Specifically for me, I mean, I've been working with a mentor who graduated from Ohio State in the late 90s. Mm-hmm. He wasn't even a business student, but I've built a relationship based on the fact that we both went to Ohio State. And I speak with him biweekly, and he lives in Japan. So it's not even like he's like around the corner. So we have to navigate time zones, but he's been a big help with putting me in touch with some of his former colleagues and really pushing my internship search forward. So
that's great.
Definitely. And I definitely think being more of a freshman, I think being freshman year, and once you start to get through some of those like natural science credit, some of these things that take up large chunks of credit hours, being able to pair these extremely important 1 credit hour classes with some of the 3 credit hour classes mm-hmm. of business is a great way to involve yourself more in the business world, as maybe you're starting to want to get more specialized in what your major really is and what you're getting out of that gen ed stage of college that I'm just now getting out of.
Yeah.
So we've established that you're currently the director for undergraduate career services and education. Have you always worked for OSU? If not, what did you do before or mm-hmm. following your graduation from OSU?
Yeah. So I, as an undergrad here at Fisher, I studied HR, but I did have a couple of corporate internships. I interned at Grange Insurance. I interned at the Capital Square Review and Advisory Board doing HR work, and just found out like corporate really wasn't where I saw myself. I wanted to stay on a college campus, and my passion is truly working with college students and helping people discover their goals, take steps to achieve those goals, and then move on into next phase of your life. So I got my master's degree. During my 2-year master's program at Ohio State, I did an assistantship in the Office of Career Management. So I did that for 2 years. I was a GA and I was doing many of the same things I'm doing now, like quick interviews, appointments, resume reviews. I helped even teach the class that I'm teaching now that I'm in charge of. So I did that for 2 years. And then I was actually hired, my first full-time job at Fisher or at Ohio State was working for Fisher as an academic advisor. Mm-hmm. So I did that for 3 years. That job was wonderful, but a little bit different because it's much more helping students navigate curriculum. So figuring out like what classes do I need to graduate or help, I have all this transfer credit. How do I get this transfer credit evaluated? Or doing summer orientation programs for incoming freshmen. So a lot of it is more academic focused as opposed to career focused. I did that for 3 years. And then this opportunity came open in the Office of Career Management. I loved my time in the OCM. So I was like, yes, sign me up. I want to come back. So I went back to OCM. I think that was in 2013. And I've been there ever since. So yeah, my entire career has been at Ohio State.
That's great. I definitely feel like it's very interesting to see when people finally get out there into the corporate world. I think some people just find that the academia is more of a rewarding thing, and some people find that corporate is the ladder they want to climb. And
absolutely.
And both are excellent options. But I think as someone that's just starting to get into the business classes, it'll be interesting to see because I'm also specializing in HR.
Yeah.
So it'll be interesting to see if I get a corporate placement, if that's truly what I'm interested in, or if I decide to go elsewhere.
Yeah. HR is a great field. And I still think even though I'm not doing HR per se, there's a lot of really important roles that HR plays for companies. Like every company needs good HR, whether it's you're hiring good talent or you're figuring out how to manage compensation or onboarding people. So I still have a fondness for HR.
Good to hear.
Yeah.
Awesome. So taking a little pivot, what's your best piece of advice for a student that doesn't necessarily know what they want to do with their career? They have looked at a couple different majors and can't really decide, or just really haven't set a footing for themselves in a certain career path.
Yeah, I was that student. So I definitely can commiserate. I was there. I switched my major, I think, 4 times in undergrad, starting out as economics. I switched to architecture at one point and then back to business and HR. I think there was something else thrown in there, but I have so much advice around this topic. I would say explore as much as possible during these years, whether it's setting up coffee chats with people, making cold calls, which I know sounds terrifying, like just that term cold call is awful, but I would set up, I remember contacting people just because I was curious about what they did. And I was like, can I just meet with you? Can I come to your office and just pick your brain? I just want to know, like, what's your job like? What is a day in the life like? And most of the time, people are very happy to do that. They're very receptive, especially to someone who's 18 to 22 and they're in college and you're like, you seem like the young, eager person wanting to know more. And people are usually happy to talk about themselves, happy to share. And those conversations often lead to opportunities. You might make a connection with someone and they say, yeah, you seem really passionate, really excited. Let me put you in touch with this person. And then that conversation can snowball into another conversation. So I would say just opening up to people and be willing to network. I know that's another scary word that Fisher students hate to hear, but it's true. Networking doesn't have to be scary. It doesn't have to be mingling in a big room of people where you walk up and introduce yourself. And like, it doesn't have to be that. I'm an introvert. I get it. I don't love to do networking events, but it could be, hey, I find somebody on LinkedIn who is doing my dream job. They work at my dream company. They're doing this dream job. And I see they're a Fisher alum. I'm going to reach out to them and just introduce myself. You literally have nothing to lose at that point. You know, maybe you don't get a response. You've lost 5 minutes. But I would say do that. Set goals for yourself, reaching out to as many people as you can. Don't be afraid to try new things, even if it's something that puts you out of your comfort zone. Like, you might discover, I think I took an acting class in undergrad. I've never acted in my entire life, but it taught me a lot. It taught me a lot about public speaking, which you might think acting, but it really just puts you doing something that you're not comfortable with, but you can develop a skill set doing that that's helpful or transferable back to business. So I would say take classes you might not normally sign up for. Try joining a Fisher student organization. I think that's probably one of the best ways to set yourself up for success. Whether that's one of the, I think we have around 40 different business organizations at Fisher. There's literally something for everybody. I would say just join one or two. And then I always encourage students, by the time you're a sophomore or junior, run for e-board, run for a leadership position. So that way you're getting even more practice and more experience in leading others. So, I mean, that's a lot, but I would say those are my big pieces of advice.
Definitely. And I'm glad to hear that the organizations of Fisher are well, first, a very large, in very large number, but also servicing not just in pastime, but also in resume building and networking. You mentioned a couple of programs. We mentioned that you take part in Leading Step. And can you tell our listeners a little more about the QUIC program?
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. QUIC. So QUIC Interviews, that is our flagship program, I would say. It's been around for quite a while. It's been around longer than I've been at Fisher. So I was at Fisher 2004. It's been around quite a while, so probably almost 20 years now. But this was basically an idea that came out of, we surveyed recruiters. So this is, rewind 20 years ago, our office was asking recruiters and companies, hey, what do you think of Fisher students? And they were saying, Fisher students are fantastic. They have great resumes, great experiences. However, they're not doing so well in the interviews. This is a problem. So they were telling us, like, yeah, we recruit at a number of different schools, but Fisher students are falling short of the business students at other schools. So our office was like, this is kind of a problem. We need to help students get ready for interviews. So we came up with this concept, which is QUIC. It stands for Qualified Undergraduate Interview Candidate, or QUIC, and it is a certification to become interview certified. So at the end of it, when you go through all these steps, you become QUIC certified, which means you have gone through a mock interview and you have gotten coaching and one-on-one feedback from somebody in my office. So somebody who's pretty experienced doing interviews. We do the personalized coaching and feedback to everything from the way you're dressed, the way you handle yourself in the interview, your eye contact, hand signals, gestures, all the way down to your answers. How are your answers formulated? Are you providing enough detail and being specific enough? Are you giving some really good concrete experiences from your resume with skills to back those up? So the mock interview, QUIC itself, is about an hour. It's about maybe 20, 30 minutes of the interview. And then the rest of the time, 30 to 40 minutes is spent giving feedback. And one of the good things that actually came from COVID is we now offer QUIC interviews both virtually and in person. So before COVID, everything was in person. We never even considered doing virtual QUIC interviews. But now we have basically understood the value in allowing students to choose, do I want practice virtually? Do I want to come in person? I think it creates more accessibility for students as well. So students can choose. You basically sign up for a QUIC interview on Handshake. So Handshake is our job search platform, kind of like Indeed or LinkedIn, but it's specific to universities. So students would go on Handshake, click on Career Center, click on Appointments, and then you can schedule your QUIC interview. And we have a team of 5 full-time staff and then 6 student staff that manage and do all of the QUIC interviews. So over the course of a year, we have hundreds of slots available. So you could pretty much find one any day of the week. You sign up for it. You pick a company. So you can choose from 5 different companies. You choose a job description and then you prepare for it like it's a real interview. The day of, show up and you have to answer some pretty typical interview questions like, tell me about yourself. Why are you interested in marketing if that's your major? Why are you interested in working at Amazon? Or why would you be a good fit at Cardinal Health? So whatever company it is. We do 2 behavioral questions. So tell me about a time when you solved a problem, or it could be, tell me about a time you made a mistake. What did you learn from your mistake? And we ask that students follow the STAR model for that. They have to go through and describe the situation, the task, action, result, takeaway. So go through that whole model. And then we ask, why should I hire you for this position? And then lastly, the closing, which is things like the student asks us questions. How do they handle the asking of next steps? Can I get your business card or contact information? So it's everything from how you greet the person at the beginning all the way to follow up and asking next steps. And if you pass the quick interview, you are required to send a follow-up thank you note.
Yeah, it's a great program. I mean, I think you did my quick interview. And I think I chose Amazon. And it was really interesting, especially now that I've done some actual interviews, how well the program really prepares you for actual interviews. Because without some of that feedback and without the modules and the information that I received from that, I probably would have skipped a couple things. Especially the start method is something that employers look for all the time. I've gotten feedback from recruiters saying, "Oh, you did a really good job using the start method." And without the quick program, without all the help from you guys and really pushing that wouldn't have been possible.
Yeah. Well, and then I should have wrapped up my story by saying, so the surveys that we now send to recruiters, opposite feedback. They're like, "We love coming to Fisher because your students are so prepared. Like, they interview really well." I really feel like quick is a huge part of that. And, you know, that it goes with our mission. Our office mission is developing the best prepared job seekers and then be every employer's favorite place to recruit. So we're trying to do both of those things. We won a national award for quick. So we were recognized for an innovation and excellence award. So we're pretty proud of it. And I really don't think you're going to see anything quite like it at other business schools. It's pretty unique.
Awesome. So on the topic of job search and interviewing, are there any events coming up for students looking for possibly a last minute internship for this summer or maybe something for next summer?
There is, yes. Glad you asked. So on Tuesday, March 28th, which is next week, there is a just-in-time career fair, which is taking place in the second floor of Mason. So it's in the rotunda. I believe it's a much smaller event. So it's going to be a little bit smaller scale than like the giant career fairs taking place at the union. So I think we have around 13 employers. We verified most, if not all of them, are hiring. So for students that are looking for that last minute internship or summer or job after graduation, going to that event would be really advised. I believe it's 5 to 8 p.m. on the 28th, and you don't need to sign up in advance. You can just show up. But 13 different employers. The event is posted on Handshake, so students can find it going to Handshake, click on events, and then you'll see it listed there.
Awesome. Thank you.
Mm-hmm. That's excellent. I'll definitely have to mark my calendar for that and related events. And to end on a lighter note, although I think PO should definitely have a pen and paper and write down some of these events that we're hearing about, some of these programs. I know I will. But do you have any favorite OSU memories or one specific favorite OSU memory?
Yeah. When I saw that question, I had to really think about it because I've been at OSU for almost 20 years now, which is crazy saying it, just either as a student or as an employer or employee. So I've had a lot of memories here. I mean, I could go on and on about football games and just fun times with coworkers and campus memories. But I would say the one that sticks out in my mind most of all is when I was a student, I was in the OSU athletic band. And we got to march Script Ohio on ice. So doing the hockey game in the Schottenstein Center. And that was just a really cool event, like getting to march in Script Ohio, playing the regiment in front of thousands of fans. Really, really cool experience.
So yeah, I love hockey. And yeah, that's so awesome to hear that you're able to like go onto the ice. That's definitely a goal of mine at some point while I'm here.
Yeah, the OSU hockey games are a lot of fun.
Yeah.
Where's that located? Is that
at the Shot? North? So oh, okay. It's like where all the basketball games take place and the hockey games, and they have a lot of concerts there too. I think I've gone for a few different concerts before. My son went to go see what's it called with the Monster Jam was there.
I saw that coming.
Yeah, yeah.
Well, thank you, Ms. Bledsoe, for coming on, and I'm going to give the quick outro, but first, thank you very much.
Yeah, and thank you. Really it's been appreciate just it.
Wonderfully informative and fun.
Good. So thank you for having me.
Thank you.
And that's it for this episode of Fisher Link. Fisher Link is presented by Fisher Inc., the student-run magazine for the Fisher College of Business. This episode has been hosted by podcast members Gilad Krasner-Cohen and Logan Ward. I would like to thank Daniel Rose, the president of Fisher Inc., for making this podcast possible. If you enjoy listening, please leave a review, check out our past episodes, and please be sure to follow us on Instagram at Fisher Inc. Mag for updates on future episodes. Fisher Link is available on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, and on go.osu.edu/FisherInc, where you can stay informed on all things Fisher. Thank you so much for listening, and go Bucks!